Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, April 16th. NBA play-in night is here. Fired up. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait. Lakers, Pelicans, and Kings hosting the Warriors. Two pretty good games tonight. I'll be locked in, no doubt. Very excited for that. We'll get to that shortly. I should open by welcoming Rob G back. He was in Vegas hanging out with Cowherd and all the famous people at the UFC event. I mean, geez, Rob G living it up. Rob G, I will say, A, did you gamble a lot in Vegas? And B, how was, what is it called, Good Guys or Good Guys 2? Which is the one at the jiggle joint you went to?
You know, this is a family podcast and my wife listens, so don't talk about that kind of stuff. No, you know what? Fun fact, for the first time in years, I went to Vegas and did not gamble. Once.
No futures bets?
Not at all.
Oh, bro.
I walked through the, well, part of it being is that I was not really there for myself. I was there because my niece was turning 21, so we're there to celebrate her. That's number one, is the biggest thing. Had a great time. We had a table at a bar. It was awesome. But the other reason is, as you alluded to, it was UFC 300 weekend. And I was staying at the Aria Hotel and Casino, just like my guys in the movie Las Vegas, as you can see in our Zoom.
Yes.
And the Aria Casino is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's also one of the more upper scale hotels in Vegas. And for a guy like me, $50 minimum bets is just not where I'm living at right now. So it was real easy for me to walk through the casino and be like, you know what? I'm good. I'm good. I'm keeping moving.
It's funny. I talked about when we went to the Bahamas, there were casinos there. And the first thing I told my kids was, okay, so you want to look for like the cheapest tables, right? To make your money go long. This is for entertainment. You're not coming in here trying to break the bank. So you see that's a $25 table. That's a $50. You want to find the $10 tables. Now in the afternoon, and I'm breaking it down for my kids, and in hindsight, it's like, that's stupid. Why did I even tell them that? But I'm glad you ducked the $50 tables, Rob G. I figured you were maybe a card counter, but it's probably smart to keep the powder dry for the Lakers playoff run, huh?
That's right. When you get them at 22-1 or 24-1, like I got them earlier this season, I'm basically holding cash in my bank account because it's coming eventually.
Yeah.
But you know, until then, we got to pace ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. Very, very interesting one tonight. I told you guys on yesterday's pod, I bet the Lakers. I thought they would take money, and weirdly, they have not. Now, it is the play-in. We'll probably see some day of money. I'm sure some people are waiting on Anthony Davis to see about the back, which kind of flared up in Sunday's game, and he missed like the final 8 minutes. It sounds like the Lakers are going to play AD and LeBron. Now, obviously, we're recording this early Tuesday morning. Things could change, but nothing is leaked out about the Lakers sitting their two horses and kind of resting up and then hosting the Kings or Warriors with a spot against the OKC Thunder in line. Now, I floated that. I see it after I did it. You know, we record early Monday morning. Right after I did it, all these other shows come out, and I don't know, listen, I'm not saying they listened and copied or whatever, but it definitely felt like other people are on the scent of, should the Lakers not really tank, but rest their guys and dodge the Denver Nuggets, which, you know, the number two seed, who are the defending champions and clearly the best team in the West. Now, I've told you I'm not picking them. I have futures bets elsewhere. It doesn't sound like the Lakers are going to be doing that. But we'll dive in a little bit later. I actually thought the most interesting thing, and it wasn't the WNBA draft on Monday, which was interesting. Caitlin Clark obviously going one to the Indiana Fever. Bringing my daughter home from volleyball practice. I tell her Caitlin Clark was first. She goes, Dad, can I quickly Google the jersey? And I don't know how many were sold, but the Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark jerseys were sold out instantly. And obviously, we would like to go to the Caitlin Clark game out here when the Fever come to the Spark. So we looked it up on the calendar, and weirdly, the game's not at Crypto. And I was like, huh, I wonder what that's about. And the game is like at the Long Beach Pyramid. I'm like, why the hell would they hold the game there? I don't know if anybody's onto this, but the reason is because the Crypt is being held in case the Lakers are hosting a playoff game next month. It's not out of the realm. They'd have to make a run to the Western Conference Finals, I believe. Yeah, or maybe it would be like Game 7 of the semifinals. But the Western Conference Finals, if the Lakers are in it, they're going to get dibs on Crypto, obviously, you know, home stadium. But let's say the Lakers get bounced in the play-in or the first round. All of a sudden, they're going to move that Caitlin Clark LA Sparks game to the Crypt. And all of a sudden, you open up. I mean, I guarantee you it will sell out 20,000 people. I mean, listen, the WNBA draft, I was at the gym on Monday afternoon. I ran into this guy who runs a club basketball program in LA. And I play hoops with him. He's a pretty good hooper. He played like on the club team at USC. And, you know, we talk and he works with athletes. And the first question he says to me is, have you been following the WNBA draft? Before any questions about the NBA playoffs, anything. And he, I'm not going to say the athletes he represents, but he works with them closely. He was like in the gym when Clay popped his Achilles it was the ACL, I think. After he was coming off the Achilles, he popped the ACL second. He was like in the gym when that happened. He plays pickup, high level pickup. And the first question, oh, hey, what do you think about the WNBA draft? Are you guys going to talk about this? And I was like, damn. This WNBA draft is some real stuff. They had it on at the gym. And it's not like a circle of people were watching, but people were definitely looking at the screen to see, okay, Caitlin Clark goes first and Cameron Brink second. And then it's like Angel Reese falls to seven. I mean, there's not drama around it, but there's interest. I'm just curious, Rob. I did post a video about the Caitlin Clark take last week, and it did pretty good numbers on Instagram and Facebook. I am curious, in your world, you're producing a pretty popular radio show 5 days a week. Are you still seeing an appetite for Caitlin Clark? Obviously, it's diminished from what it was during March Madness, but are you still seeing people discussing it and interest in it? And I'm not talking about the haters necessarily, just general Caitlin Clark topics.
To be honest, not really. And part of that is it's not her fault at all. It has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark or her superstardom or whether or not she has what it takes to carry the WNBA on her back, which she's going to have to, at least, you know, in the short term. Has everything to do, though, with the fact that the NBA playoffs are right here about to start. Mm-hmm. The NHL playoffs are about to start. That's a much lesser degree. And the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, not to mention the biggest star in the sport, Shohei Ohtani, was embroiled in a sports gambling scandal.
Fair.
So Caitlin Clark has kind of faded into the background. We talked about her getting drafted yesterday on the Odd Couple show, but we didn't do more than 7-8 minutes on it. And that was it, because there's so many storylines in this upcoming NBA playoff that it's hard to really discuss her impact moving forward when that's not going to be found out till the summer.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I get it. In the sports world yesterday, I thought that was kind of a big one.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I will say the second tier story is what I'm hotter on, and that's the U.S. Olympic basketball team for the Olympics in Paris this summer. I'm obviously a big Parisian now that I went to Paris last year. Just an amazing city. I can't believe I hadn't been there. I'm learning so many things later in life. Like, I wish I had known dogs were this cool. Our golden retriever is so amazing. I love him. I come in the door. I take off my shoes. He goes and gets my slipper. Like, he's just awesome. I love the guy. And I also wish I had been to Paris more when I was younger. It's just an awesome, vibrant city. The Olympics are going to be there this summer. And the U.S. basketball team is going to dominate. Now, I don't think they're going to dominate like the 92 Dream Team. Well, the 92 Dream Team famously stomped Angola and like Venezuela and, you know, not great teams. And you've got this 2024 Olympic team, and they got 11 of the 12 spots. We'll talk about the 12 spot in a minute. So the 11 spots locked up. The big guys are Embiid, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis. The big, you know, the three fours are KD, LeBron, and Jason Tatum. And the guards are Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, D-Book, Halliburton, and Curry, which is just such a formidable team. And I start looking at the roster. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is probably the greatest ever collection of talent. And I start looking, and then I see this stat that this season, and everybody's going to be like, no, these guys are washed. KD's past his prime. Steph's past his prime. LeBron. I think past prime is probably inaccurate. I would say they're on the back end of their prime, and here's why. I saw a stat, Rob. Most points per game in a season by a 35 or more, or someone who's 35 years or older, minimum 65 games. Kevin Durant this season, 27 points per game. Alex English, 26.5. Steph this season, 26. LeBron this season, 25. Just like how Tom Brady did not age, just like how Tom Brady was dominant and winning MVPs and Super Bowls into his 40s, NBA players now are aging way, way better than they did in the 80s and 90s. I will point out, and again, the 1992 Dream Team, I loved it. I watched all the games. I was a massive fan of the Dream Team. My favorite player at the time was Magic Johnson, okay? Guys, that team, Larry Bird was 35 years old, and he was basically spent, only played in two games, barely did anything. They had Magic Johnson, who I think 2 years earlier had left, or maybe it was 1 year. I think it was two. Left because of HIV. Okay? After that, you had a lot of guys in their 20s and early 30s. Clyde Drexler was 30. John Stockton was 30. And listen, this in any way you slice it, this was an amazing team. But Rob, my take is that this 2024 team is infinitely better. I think they... You know, you're not going to say you wiped the floor with Michael Jordan and stuff. I think they handily beat the 92 Dream Team in a series. And before you just think it's a hot take, the key here is that, remember, in 92, basketball was not a global sport. The reason it's a global sport is because of 92. And if you want to fight me on that, you can, but you'll be wrong. I looked at the rosters in the 92 Olympics, And like Venezuela had a couple guys who had a cup of coffee, okay, in the NBA. Puerto Rico had a center who, you know, basically played like 5 minutes with the Atlanta Hawks. Puerto Rico, no NBA players. Lithuania had Marcelonis, and they had Karnisovas, who was really good at Seton Hall. But like, these aren't all-stars. These aren't elite players. China, nobody in the NBA. Australia had Luke Longley, who was like a role player at best with the Bulls. Spain, no Americans. Germany had Detlef Schrempf, who was a good player. A good NBA player. Solid. Henrik Rodl, who played at UNC. You look at the rest of the rosters. Drazen Petrovic was probably the best non-US basketball player in the tournament. I'm sure some of you guys want to come up with someone and fight me, and that's fine. I get it. But that's about as good as it got. Now, you look at the current Olympics, and you don't even need to go through the rosters. All you need to do is look at the NBA player efficiency stats, because Jokic is 2 in the NBA, and he's playing for Serbia. Giannis is 3, and he's playing for Greece. SGA is 4, and he's playing for Canada. Luka's 5, and he's playing for a country that ain't America. Like, you look up and down the NBA, and it's ridiculously loaded with the world's best talent. So the USA in 92 steamrolled everybody. It was a joke. Guys were asking for Barkley's autograph. Now, here we are 32 years later, and the world's changed. They're coming for the U.S. They have beaten the U.S. Now, they haven't beat this iteration. That's one key fact. I'm sure Rob can quote me on all the important USA Olympic or international losses, but this roster, and we'll talk about this, the snub, there is one roster spot open. This roster, I can tell you this, confidently, they ain't losing. This roster is way, way too stacked. I mean, they're built to win a tournament like this. They're not the best players in the NBA. Like, Drew Holiday is not one of the 11 best American players, but he's a perfect fit for this brand of basketball. He can defend guards. He can defend up. You know, Halliburton, I don't know if he's ready for this, but he's a hell of a player in the NBA. And then you look at, like, Bam Adebayo. Is he third best? Oh, he's an all-NBA center, sure. But he fits on this team. And listen, you guys can argue all you want. I'm just telling you. You look at the three-point shooting ability this team has. You look at the athleticism. You look at the length. They're going to be incredible. They should dominate. And though I'm sure there'll be some close games. It usually happens. The basketball around the world's gotten better. But Rob, I think this team, I'm loath to say handily, but I don't think they have a major problem with the 92 Dream Team. And it's just the basketball's gotten better. And again, I counted up 42 three-point shots made in the 92 Olympics. That's it. 42. I think Curry and Kevin Durant probably make more than that by themselves, Rob.
Yeah, probably. And you know what's interesting is I'm sure there's going to be people who are longtime loyal listeners of the podcast who are going to say, well, Jason, didn't you say 2 weeks or 2 months ago when Kevin Durant said on the boardroom that, you know, they expected to win these games by 40, 50 points and you laughed? I'm like, well, KD, you're crazy. And that's why he's sending you these fire DMs because you're talking crap about Team USA basketball. And here's the thing is both of those statements can be true. To your point, basketball around the world has gotten better. There's a reason why all of the MVP candidates this season are all international foreign-born players, right? There's a reason why you said 2 months ago that there is no chance that no matter how loaded this, they call them the Avengers, right? Because they don't want to be the Dream Team or the Redeem Team. They're the Avengers because we're sending our mightiest heroes to take on the rest of the world. And we have a great team. We have great talent. But the fact remains, basketball is better than it's ever been, global. No matter who you put out there, because these guys don't play together, it's going to be a lot more competitive than the talent would suggest. These teams in Canada and Spain and France, they're not just cobbled together for a six-week program and then thrown over to the Olympics. These guys play together in the off seasons. They play together for years on club teams, and that's why they have this cohesion that the Americans, quite frankly, just can't match up with. And the reason we win is because we just have more raw talent. As it relates to this 92 Dream Team comparison, I know that you might think that it's a hot take. It's really not. And it's for every reason that you suggested. The reality is about that Dream Team is Larry Bird was old. Magic Johnson had, I believe, had just retired and he had come back. So he wasn't really at his peak form at that point in his career. The guys who were really the headliners, the ones who really dominated in a big way, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley. Like that, those were the guys who really, really took it to the rest of the world because they were at the peak of their powers. And it really didn't matter who we threw out there because basketball had not been globalized yet. The other thing is at that time, save for Isaiah Thomas, they just said, we're going to get the best players in the league and put them all together and we're going to showcase American basketball. And it worked fantastically. If you're looking at like skill sets though and complementary pieces, that dream team was not necessarily made with that in mind because it didn't matter how the pieces fit together. They were going to win either way. What we've learned now over the last 12, 16 years of American Olympic basketball is that that doesn't necessarily work anymore. Again, basketball is too good. There's a reason why at the last Olympics, Team USA lost to France in the first round of pool play. It was their first loss since 2004, right? And the reason that they lost is because even though we threw what we thought at the time was our best players, the guys didn't fit together and their style of play did not lend itself to international play. This current team, it's more of like a happy accident that we just happen to have our best players. Because reality, the way this team is built, it's built to be a cohesive unit. You have the shooting with Steph and KD and Devin Booker. You have the playmaking with Halliburton and LeBron. You have the raw athleticism of Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum. And most importantly for this Olympic team, you have size. You got AD, you got Bam, and most importantly, you got Joel Embiid. So this team was built with a thought in mind that we're not just going to get the best player. Because if we did, then maybe Kyrie's on this team. Maybe Trae Young is on this team instead of Jrue Holiday, instead of Tyrese Halliburton, right? But we need guys who are going to fit together. We need some guys who are going to defend, some guys who are going to rebound, some guys who are going to pass, some guys who are going to shoot. And that's why if you're going to go head-to-head dream team versus this upcoming 2024 team, I'm with you. I'm taking the 24 team all day long.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Kyrie. I have a list of guys. I had not considered him. I mean, listen, I had Josh Hart under consideration because he does so many things so well. He could defend multiple positions. He glue guy. I mean, I had Desmond Bane on the list for 3-point shooting. Paolo Banchero. I thought Jalen Brunson off this season had an amazing case. Now, I don't know how amazing he would be in the international level because of the mid-range game. I don't know if they play the drop coverage like a lot of NBA teams do, just protecting the rim. I mean, Jalen will kill you in the mid-range, but the problem is they have so many guards. So I was looking at a wing, and Rob, I'll be honest, I kind of looked at Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and I was like, how are they not on this team? And Kawhi obviously is always hurt now heading into the playoffs. Paul George makes a lot of sense, although he's a free agent, and do you remember the last time he played international ball, he had that gruesome broken leg. I think it was a decade ago. But even guys like Mikal Bridges, Scottie Barnes, Jaylen Brown, I mean, they have so many dudes that have a case to be here and are not. So I don't know. I know that's a bit of a rant, and it's, you know, 90s versus current basketball, which is kind of a discussion where there's no right answer. And again, I'm not one of those guys who only leans on, oh, the newest is always the best. I don't think that's always the case. But in this case, I definitely... I mean, and I know that... Jason, you said LeBron. Yeah, I did. And you said the Warriors better than the Bulls. Well, come on, guys, that's obvious. Now, the brand of basketball is different. They weren't shooting threes. Like, Chris Mullin was an absolute sniper. And over half of his shots were threes. You know, and he was a good role player on that team. And, you know, Chris Mullin, a legendary player, but it's like, I don't know, is Chris Mullin guarding anybody on the current USA team? Like, if Jason Tatum gets the ball against Chris Mullin on the wing, it's like barbecue chicken. I mean, you could say about Devin Booker against a lot of these guys. And again, it's not to knock Mullin. It's not to knock a guy like Larry Bird, who, like you said, was past his prime. I just, this Olympic team's awesome. It's going to be appointment viewing for me. And I'm not a huge Olympics guy, but definitely... The Avengers or whatever Rob is calling them.
Right. Well, that's what I'm not calling them. Yeah. That's what the internet's calling. And then quickly, as it relates to the last roster spot, it's been reported that Kawhi is their first choice if he's available and he's not hurt. But just to put it this way, remember in the, what was it, the Summer Games last year, Anthony Edwards was the best player. You know who was the second best player? It was Austin Reeves.
That's right.
Austin Reeves is not as good as a lot of those guys who were on that team last year. He's not as good as Jalen Brunson, not as good as Mikal Bridges. But for that style of play, for Olympic basketball, for what they needed, a guy who was going to move the ball, hit open shots, cut, things like that, he was perfect. And I'm just interested to see when this current team goes out there to France this summer, who's going to be the guy who takes a step back and says, you know what, I'm only going to defend. I'm only going to cut and move without the ball. Because Devin Booker has said publicly he's going to do all the little things it takes to win, that he just wants to win, and he'll be that reserve role, whatever you need him to do. So I just want to see which of these superstars is going to, you know, humble themselves a little bit to, for the team.
I can see LeBron being a more of a playmaker. Some of the stuff he does with the Lakers, some of this, like, okay, I'm just going to hold the ball for 10 seconds and get off a three or back somebody down. Like, I don't see that happening in the Olympics with these stacked teams. But I just quickly looked at the odds, Rob. USA is a big favorite, minus 240, right? Got to lay 240 bucks to win 100. The closest next team is Serbia, plus 400, followed by Canada, plus 600. Serbia is interesting. I looked at their roster. Assuming Jokic plays. Now, if they have another run to the finals, you know, we'll see. But you're looking at Jokic, Bogdanovic, Poku, the young kid Jovic, who's on the Heat, Nikola Jovic. There's a point guard who's on the Hornets currently. And there's a center who played at Gonzaga, and I don't know if he's on the Sixers or their G League team, Petrosev. That's six guys in the NBA on the Serbian team. Six. Like, that's the Canada team, by the way, has, but between Canada and Serbia, they have more NBA players than the entire rest of the 1992 Olympic men's basketball teams combined had NBA players. Canada has Lou Dort, Alexander Walker. I thought he was going to be really good coming out of Virginia Tech. He's okay. SGA, Dwight Powell on the Mavs, RJ Barrett, Kelly Olynyk, Zach Edey, Dylan Brooks. Bro, that's like an NBA team. They're going to be a problem. Anyways, too long in the Olympics, which are still a few months away.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess, Rob, we could just go right to the games tonight. Do you expect the Lakers to win? I'm loath to think they'll register another blowout the way they have in three of the four meetings. It is a bad match. It's so tough to smash a team on Sunday, embarrass them, de-pants them on their home court, and then do it again 2 days later. So I do think this will be closer. I don't think it would shock me if the Lakers lost. I do think they get the win here. I saw some crazy stats about Valanciunas and Zion Williamson on the floor against the Lakers. Like, the team just doesn't respond. Anthony Davis dominates the inside in this series. So I'll go with the Lakers. I did bet them, not big money, and I think they take down the Pelicans and secure the seventh seed.
I'm with you. This is one of those games where I think the Pelicans are a really good team. The problem is they just do not match up well at all with the Lakers. I saw a fun stat during that game. What was it, on Sunday? In the first half, points in the paint, Pelicans 12, Lakers 50. Okay. You alluded to it. They can't play Valanciunas and Zion together because of the spacing against the Lakers. The Lakers are just too big. Maybe they're not super athletic, but they're just a big team. They're very tall and long. So if you're packing the inside and there's no spacing really, because those two guys are both non-shooters, you have to take one of them off the floor. So they usually take Valanciunas off. They bring in former Laker Larry Nance Jr. I like Larry Nance Jr. I think he's a great player, but he's also a 6'8 center. So when you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis going into the paint at will against an undersized front line like that, you're asking for trouble. And the biggest factor, most importantly, is Zion Williamson has been playing great basketball as of late. He's healthy, number one. Looks like he slimmed down a little bit. And he has been playing very, very well for the last month or two of the season. The issue with him, though, is he doesn't shoot, like I alluded to. And his game is predicated on being bigger, stronger, faster than the guy who's going up against him. The guy lining up against him, in this case, is LeBron James. LeBron James, last I checked, is like 2 inches taller and conservatively maybe, 10, 15 pounds lighter, but just as strong. There's few guys in the NBA who can match Zion Williamson's physicality, and LeBron's one of them. Oh, and he also has an IQ that's nearly double, triple basketball-wise that Zion has. It's a terrible matchup. The Lakers have already played them twice in high-leverage situations. One of them they won on Sunday. The other one they beat them by 44 in the play-in game. Now, I'm not expecting another blowout, like you said, but I think the Lakers will comfortably win this game and cover the spread.
I guess the night game, and this is what makes it tricky. If Kings Warriors were the early game, the Lakers theoretically could decide, you know what, here, we're going to kind of, we like this matchup better, and we will sit LeBron and AD. They can't do that being the early game, but you guys know I like the Kings a lot. I definitely worry that no Malik Monk, no Red Velvet, that's two of their top seven guys. It's going to be a lot of Keon Ellis and Davion Mitchell. And those, you know, Keon Ellis has been a revelation. You know, I love Davion Mitchell. I don't totally see how the Kings can hang here. This is going to have to be a Fox and Sabonis game where they just go off. And I'm hopeful it's competitive, but I saw this number leak out to 2.5. The Warriors did rest Curry the other night. It kind of sort of feels like maybe Warriors win handily, and that's why if you're the Lakers, I don't think you want to face the Warriors. I know that they match up great, the Lakers do, but just that recent game was such a beatdown from three. Obviously, Lakers will be motivated; they should be okay. But I don't know. I'll go Warriors winning. I'm not going to touch it just because Sabonis. You know, I can totally see Draymond losing his mind over Sabonis, who he struggled with, and you know, if De'Aaron Fox goes postal, if they get a good game, I would play Davion Mitchell over Ellis. A lot of Davion Mitchell, who's a great defender on Curry. I think that would be interesting. So I'll go Warriors win, but I'm not taking it.
I don't feel great about this one because I believe in order for Sacramento to win, Sabonis has to have a big game. And if the playoffs last year are any indication, for whatever reason, maybe it's all the dirty play, the elbows, the trash talk, whatever, Draymond Green has a way of getting in Sabonis' head, and he has a way of getting him off his game, making him uncomfortable, and he doesn't play the way that you would expect from a guy of his caliber. I believe De'Aaron Fox is going to come out and ball out. I believe Steph Curry is going to come out and ball out, and Sabonis is going to be the X factor. If he plays the way he played during the regular season, I like Sacramento to win this game. If for whatever reason, Draymond Green finds the ways to Pat Bev his way into this game and really, you know, muck it up with Sabonis and have him more worried about the whistle than what's going on in the court, then the Warriors' experience is going to factor in just like it did in the series last year. But for now, tentatively, if I got to make a pick, give me Sacramento. I'm not taking the spread. I just give me the money line. I don't feel good either way in which direction. So if I had to make a bet, though, give me Sacramento on the money line.
Huh. That's a mild surprise.
Light the beam, baby.
I do like the light the beam. I like the, you know, the NBA would love it if Curry prevailed and LeBron.
They would love Curry LeBron on Friday.
And they would also love those two. No, I disagree. I think they would prefer Curry and LeBron both in the first round.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Over
yes,
just a play. Because then you lose one. And like, listen, I know people are excited about OKC. They're going to be spicy and fun, I'm sure. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not as excited to see OKC this year. I would say if you're ranking, you know, the eight, let's just say the Warriors and Lakers get in. You're ranking the eight teams of what I'm most interested in watching. OKC might be eighth in the West.
Wow.
I mean, who would you have eight? I mean, I know Timberwolves at Ant. I think Ant is more exciting. No way. And Jaden McDaniels, really good defender against Kevin Durant. Like this, Anthony Edwards get this team fired up. So I don't, Minnesota's definitely not eighth for me. Obviously, Clippers might be set. I don't think Kawhi's going to play. I mean, I'm here for the Clippers car crash. I would have OKC eight. I don't think they're a great watch. Who would you have last?
I mean, I would go Minnesota only because of the Gobert factor. I don't think that them in the postseason is the most exciting watch. They have trouble scoring in the regular season. Mm-hmm. So imagine in the postseason when everything gets a set defense.
Not great.
I'm kind of the Clippers is a good answer for the number seven, like at least watchable team, at least exciting team. Primarily because we don't know if Kawhi is going to play. You know, Chris Broussard said on First Things First on Monday and kind of went viral for a bit that he spoke to someone close to the team and that there's a lot of swelling in his knee. That's why he hasn't practiced in basically 3 weeks. So it's not looking good for Kawhi. I had heard separately from a totally independent source that Kawhi's injury is meniscus related. Again, it's only one person, so take that with a grain of salt. Usually like to have at least, you know, two or three sources before you publicly say anything. So I kind of just botched my own rule there. But history says when it comes to the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard, if they're not saying anything, it's because it's really bad.
Oh.
Like, remember, he was questionable for an entire series against Utah and he had a torn ACL. And they just would never say that he's out. Like, they just like to play that game. So if Kawhi's not ready to go and it's just a lot of James Harden, Russell Westbrook pounding the rock, not too jazzed about that.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Paul George, just for the playoff P.
I love playoff
P. 2-for-19 showing that's upcoming.
Way off P. Pandemic P.
Way off. That's just harsh, Rob. All right, we're back tomorrow. Hopefully after a Laker win, we'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.